Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Saturday AM Live. It is hot, hot, hot around the globe and wet, wet, wet in parts of, it's not really the deep south, but in Kentucky. So I do hope everybody in your Nikan Wellness Homes is enjoying life to the fullest, doing the best we can. Master Day. Master Day is our topic, and I've got several pages of notes in front of me. And rather than me share what I gleaned from this, I was just reading this morning, and a little word of wisdom from King Solomon, and I'm not going to preach, but it simply says this, the straight path, Proverbs 4, verse 23, guard your heart above all else, for it is your life story, or out of it will flow your life story. When we have the opportunity, as Nikan continues to do, it's not just about products, it's not just about a healthy mind, but it's about a well-rounded perspective of the complete package. And the longer those of us who understand the purpose of being a Nikan, the longer we're around and we take in events like this. And I love the fact that I love traveling. I love being face to face with people and hanging out. However, when Nikan brings the event right to us, wherever we may be, in our living rooms, on our porch, while we're traveling, Nancy Clyde, I was giggling and laughing because she wrote me a text and said that they were enjoying some R&R in a cottage someplace, and they won. They were one of the participants who won a Nikan free product. And I can't remember what it was, a whole wellness home or something like that. But Master Day happens every quarter. It doesn't sneak up on us. We know it's coming. So I'm curious. The way Vance has always gleaned events like this, whether again in person or online or even via a conference call like this, as somebody is presenting, I will write their name, and then I can't write everything down, but just a few nuggets. And that was the case. And then applying them and using them. One quick example, and then I want to go straight to Barb Satterwhite, who already earned, did not win, but earned the trip to Japan. So congratulations to her. But Ben Woodward, when he spoke, he talked about what we as human beings, the percentages and the time frame that we invest in things that are important to us. And he gave all these statistics about, 26 years of sleep. That's the average human being. And this is, I think these stats were mostly North American, but 7 years trying to fall asleep. And that's how important it is to us as human beings. And if that's the case, 7 years of a human's life here in North America attempting to fall asleep, what a great opportunity to introduce people to the Nikan, not only the sleep system, but the whole wellness home package. But here's the thing that I took away, and I found myself sharing with people all this week. As a parent, Ben and Kim Woodward have eight children. Yeah. And he did the statistics how many years with all those kids, and it broke down to 3 years of his life repeating, brush your teeth, go to bed, brush your teeth, all these different things. And I thought, well, he's got like basically three times as many kids as we do, so I probably spend 1 year of my life, and then when I spend as much time of my life around young people, our daughters, friends, and all that, and then church involvement and all the other stuff we get involved in. How much time? And how does that apply to Nikan, too, for all of us? We get to repeat a lot of the same valuable intel that we've learned, and doing it in a way that actually allows people to run with it. That's where, and again, that goes right back to that proverb. We guard our heart, we guard the things that are important to us, for out of it will flow our life story. So, Barb, congratulations. Oh. Do I need to press something else? No, I don't think I do. Star 6 on your phone line. because we can't hear. There we go.
Sorry.
Good morning.
Good morning. I apologize. I'm at a coffee shop because I had to meet someone who's leaving town, and it's a little noisy here, but also my outside, and my phone's dying. So if I die, I'll get back in the car and get charged up. But thanks for having me. I got excited when I was just overlooking the notes, and you mentioned about the heart thing this morning. This is pretty interesting. What I loved, everything was good, and many of you can share, but I loved Sophia and Elena's presentation on what they call connection marketing. Even though it's social media, they call it connection marketing. And a couple things they said, leverage your energy over your expertise, which I love. Love, love, love that. You don't have to be the perfect person on social media, which I certainly am not. But your energy, and then stay in your heart space. And what I'm going to quickly just share the screenshots I had in terms of what is connection marketing. Well, they pointed out two things, the intention to create a loyal community of humans who want to stay connected to you and to your message for the long run, and the approach, sharing straight from the heart in a way that cuts through the monotony of social media and leaves someone feeling seen, heard, and empowered to take action. And they had three key elements, storytelling, vulnerability, and relationshiping. Well, you've all heard me many, many times. I talk about relationships and how that's the most important thing, I think, in our business is the relationshiping. And I talk about shipping. We're in the shipping business, friendshiping, relationshiping, and partnershiping. Well, their storytelling, you know, there isn't anyone you couldn't learn from this story, and have the intention when you're storytelling that you're doing something emotional and what you were, you know, what is it you're doing? And then the approach, work with what you already have. And then the vulnerability, I think that's pretty cool. The intention with being vulnerable is to build trust through radical self-acceptance, which gives others the permission to do the same. Consider the person who's you can be helped or inspired by your story. And then relationshiping. Personal relationships are the fertile soil from which all advancements, all successes, all achievements in real life grows, by Ben Stein. And then relationshiping. It's to turn your connections into conversations. And the approach is get in the right vibration. Are you open to whatever the connection has to offer? Or are you expecting, desiring a particular outcome? People will feel that difference. So we talk about don't be hung up on the outcome. Be hung up on, not hung up, but basically be in sync with that person at that time. Be transformational, transactional. Take personal interest in those who connect. Sorry for the noise. Can you still hear me?
Yeah, Barb, yeah, the noise is not near as bad as you think it is, so carry on.
Oh, good. Sorry. Trucks are running by. Ask yourself how you can use what you know and the resources you have to serve them. So some ideas to jumpstart, and if I lose my phone and cut off, at least you've gotten this much. So here are the ideas they talked about to jumpstart your creativity. Core stories. Story prompts that illustrate how you came to learn your most important lessons. What people have made a significant impact in your life and why? Failing at my first. What hardships have you faced and overcome? How can others learn from this experience? What do you know about life now that you wish you had known in high school? What's one core value you have and why? What do you know about your career now that you wish you had known on the first day? Is there a story someone else shared with you that made a difference in your life? So, when in doubt, give your heart the microphone. The energy of your words is far more powerful than their content or delivery. So you hear what I'm saying? Your energy, your enthusiasm, your vibration is what is so critical. So, that is one of the big nuggets, I think, that is so important from these young folks, Sophia and Elena in Canada. And, of course, I love to, you know, Louise started it out by talking about the wellness home and our synergy, working together to create spaces, increasing our digital presence. Well, Elena and Sophia just explained how to do that online. It's not about all the hits you have. It's about the relationships you connect. And I like relationships person to person, but you can do it online. So those are my big biggies. And thanks for inviting me to share, Vance.
And Barb, if you wouldn't mind, real quick, because I know you're meeting, and we talked about Japan, and this is a big part of the European 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago now, the European Master Day is focusing on, you know, and again, I look at the perspective of going back to that quote I learned from Dennis Williams years ago about the Phoenix Suns basketball team. The game is scheduled. We have to play. We might as well win. And some of us may not ever want to go on a trip. We may not ever want to win something from NECAN. But if we're all part of NECAN, we're part of this wellness community. And as you referenced, Luis, you know, that Vision 2025, COVID changed our culture, but we can inspire 10 million people to participate in active wellness. What's been your motivation, again, year after year? Because Stacy and I have won these contests, not nearly as many as you, and not win. Sorry, I have to change my mindset, because we earn them. When we go do things, When we clip coupons or, you know, something as simple as say, you know, I want to go get to that store to get that sale because we purpose in our heart. What's been your driving force about purposing in your heart to earn Japan? Here it is July and the contest goes all the way to the end of the year. What's been that driving force for you?
That's an interesting question. I don't know if it's a motivation or it was just the fact that, first of all, in 27 years, I still love what NECAN does and NECAN offers, and I still, when every January when the new incentive, oops, you there?
Yep, go ahead.
Can you hear me? Okay, good. Just switched over. Anyway, when the incentive comes out, I just go for it in terms of, I can't tell you what the motivation is. It's just like, okay, why not? And then figure out the first of the year if the intent is to do this, put that intention out there, figure out what you need every month in terms of volume, work with your people. And it's not necessarily about the trip, even though I love traveling. It's just about creating something and going for it. And if you're working like you're working, and though I don't call it work, why not enjoy the benefits?
Well, and I think what I see people continuing to do, and we see this, oh, again, Europeans aren't better than North Americans by any means, Canadians, you know, versus those of us here in the U.S. That's not the point at all. But what I so appreciate about your example is that mentality that, hey, why not? Well, you know, it's like Dennis Williams, originally from Minot, is it North Dakota? I think South Dakota. Anyways. Why not Minot? This simple, fun little motto of why not go for it? What happens when we, as you referenced the younger, you know, wonderful wisdom coming from Sophia and Alina. Don't be afraid to fail forward. Because when we make these contacts, however it may be, whether they're texting or emailing or on social media or picking up the phone or meeting face to face, it really is fun. And I want to, if I can, segue just to bring attention. There's still 2 days left, which I know this is going to time stamp this. But there's 2 days left to an amazing promotion that so often, more often than not, we don't know or we don't avail ourselves of these different promotions that NECAN tosses our way. But up to $500 worth of free product that we can claim next January via the wellness subscription program. And I think for me, one of the biggest things that I continue to learn is learn the right rhetoric. Don't call something a back flex when it's actually called a mag flex, because that kind of gets confusing to our customers and our consultants when we keep calling something as it's not. It may have been you, but just quickly make that adaptation. As our culture, due to the last 2.5 years, we need to learn how to adapt quicker. I'm forcing myself to do that. But here we have this amazing promotion And we don't need to know how everything works of it. It's just set the example, go for it. And, you know, when it says that we need to have a wellness subscription of at least 150 points, personal volume, our customer's volume counts as our personal volume. A lot of us are going to get free product next January, and we may not even realize it. So why not get a little bit more? You know, I look at my parents. They're both 80 years young. They're not actively building their Nikan business. I'm helping them continue to gather customers and whatnot. But they're going to walk away with $500 in free product by default, because they've always, as soon as AutoShip, now called Wellness Subscription, was created, they always take advantage of it. Why? Because we all know these phrases. You got to be a product of the product. We got to set the example. And you can pick any industry, people who are in business for themselves. And again, Barbara, I think for me, and I do want to open this up for other people to share, because I know some of you are like, oh, man, I really want to hit star six, jump on in here, and share some of these nuggets that have been transformational in your life. Because I look at the backbone of not just Denny and Char Rogers' organization, but I know Dennis and Ruth Williams and so many other leaders. Something as simple as a core value of a wellness subscription. Being able to have that constant flow of our nutrients, our true elements, our CM cream, when we just be like what I look at people like Tukey Johns, you know, preparing for the future, knowing that, okay, it's summertime, it's hot, well, the fall is going to come, and those of us who own a home, well, we might have deciduous trees, we're going to have leaves that are going to fall, well, doing a little bit of active pruning and thinking about the future. That's how wellness subscriptions work. We know we want to put a filter on every 3 months or set up a quarterly wellness subscription, and then modeling that, and before long you're a Julie Clark and you have 18 something people on a wellness subscription, because it's just the right thing to do. So again, and if you missed that memo from Nikan, I know a lot of people didn't receive the email. The information is there, but the key is really just setting up that wellness subscription. Ours goes out on the first of every month. It always has. That made it easier on me, because I know I encourage other people, our customers or our consultants, set it up the same way. So you start the month with the bang, and then you can add more or whatever in the future. So, lines open, folks. Star six on your phone line. Nuggets from Master Day. And I think that, again, what I hear Barb saying, and what really got to my heart was, and here's one more that I wrote down, and I don't know if this is exactly the way Professor Paul Gabbia said it, but something along the lines of, if we want to achieve greatness, we must experience great change. And Paul has been a Nikan for a long time. I want to say, like, well, I don't know how long it's been. But both Paul and his wife are blind. And yet every time I attend these events, again in person or online, I see people like Paul, and I'm just so challenged and inspired. You know, what's my excuse? What? There's so many opportunities that we have out there to bring Nikan and bring the philosophies to inspire 10 million people to participate in active wellness. I know there's several of you that express things to me this week. This is your opportunity to simply say, yeah, this is not star six. I can't believe that nobody wants to share. Well, if that's the case, we'll make this a short edition of Saturday AM Live. Or let me spin it this way and let's remind everybody that Nancy's going to be with us next Saturday, because the next edition of Seiko Kai, which means success meeting, is the middle of August, if I remember correctly. I don't have that date in front of me. I apologize. But really, really looking forward to gleaning some of Nancy's wisdom. And, of course, she's scared spitless. Well, maybe not spitless. But one other thing, too, that was uniquely different. I'm glancing back at my notes. I have 2 pages worth. And, again, they're brief, because if I take too many, then they get glossed over and I don't go back and reference them. Both product and business, and I don't even know if I could label them that, but life testimonies would be a better way to describe them. And Kimball Sargent, who Kimball and Jeff have always been leaders, and you know, just the creme de la creme about taking initiative and jumping out there. And she said one of the things that has always challenged her, you know, the concept, that the topic was why we belong to this wellness community. You know, what's the point? And she said it this way. She said, early on, I was taught, I was challenged, if I can measure it, then I can manage it. Actually, I'm sorry. Herb Rapp was the one that said that. And I'm giving credit to Kimball. Herb had showed that if we can measure it, then we can manage it. And I think that's true and applies to everything as simply as, you know, water consumption. If we can measure it, then we can manage it. You know, half our body weight in ounces of water. I think I probably drank twice my body weight in ounces of water yesterday, because when it's 97 degrees and you're spending time out in the middle of a hay field, because that's what you do when you live in the country. And then mentally, I have to manage a crew of 8 people, training 3 young people how to drive a vehicle, you know, pulling a hay trailer. But going into the day, as simply as getting in the right space, getting in the right mindset, going, thinking of all the different variables that I could possibly encounter. But that's what we get to do with life. If we measure.
Hey, Vance.
Yes, go ahead.
I wanted you to finish your statement.
No, I got it. Because otherwise I'll just kind of keep talking in circles until you're gracious enough to.
Until somebody jumps in. No. I wanted to grab my notes so I could say this right, but to be reminded of our vision for 2025, Luis Casuga started out with that, and I think it's important to keep that in front of me as I am going throughout my day. And I wrote this down: to inspire 10 million to practice active wellness. It's a big, hairy, audacious goal, but we have social media today where one person can influence millions, and so it is doable. And I was sharing this with, and then Ben talked about why our wellness community matters, and then those statistics were just unbelievable. 7 years trying to fall asleep, I had a big star by that one. But yet we spend 1 hour, 1 year and 4 months exercising. So I'm like, wow, and sleep's pretty important. What is it, Ben had said, what is it that's keeping people trying to sleep for 7 years trying to sleep? What is it? And so our wellness community, we have solutions for that. And so we talk about solutions. And I was at I've started adding this past week to my networking event. I had one networking event this week, and we get to share, you know, something about us and then what is it that we need help with, and we kind of mastermind around it. And so I brought it up. I said we have a huge goal as an active wellness community to inspire 10 million people to practice active wellness, and here's why. And I think people don't realize these things, and so it's up to us to bring those points out. They're like, did you know that we spend 26 years sleeping? But, you know, and that kind of thing, to bring out those statistics. I really love that. So our solution is centered around all of these issues that are happening. And there's an article that came out on the WhatsApp about that Gallup poll. It's called The World's Unhappier and More Stressed Than Ever. Let's see, it came from Gallup. And that came out just June 28th of this year. And so it has some a graph and different things. And I think that article was posted on the WhatsApp. So anyway, just a reminder to keep that goal in front of us, because every person is struggling with something. And having those relationships like Barb talked about, being curious about people, that's where the magic happens. One of the girls had said under their relationship category in building relationships, it's true in person as well as online.
You know, that, Jeannie, that point right there, something that I'm getting better at it, is asking people with a mentality to validate what they're doing. And they may not be doing anything to participate in wellness when you look at the five pillars, and maybe going totally the wrong direction. A guy said to me yesterday that I've known since, oh my goodness, his older brother and I have been friends since second grade. And he said, yeah, maybe in the future I'll get back with my wife and we'll be a family again. And here I am throwing bales of hay, okay? Yeah. And I'm thinking, I could go back to Eric and simply ask him the question, what motivates you? Why would you even care about a healthy family? You know, and ask that question, be genuinely interested. And I know what his motivation is, but I also know the stronghold, if I could use that word, that alcoholism has on his life. But it's a family thing, and it's sad, but what is it that causes us in this wellness community, that those of us who have made the decision, as Luis challenged us, to be active players? What is it because we see there is a better way. You know, Brody Craney in his short video, oh my goodness, that was incredible. There is a better way.
It was.
Mm-hmm. There and Linda Morris and Barbara Bertuccio, they always asking that questions, and I've heard these questions over and over and over. If there's a better way, why don't we go for it? And that's the power of humans being more and all these things that we know. But Jeannie, you and Ricky, folks, I want to encourage all of us, and I'm talking to myself when I say, don't get caught up in the, as Barb reminded us, what we're hoping to be the results. Just enjoy the process and the journey and create these conversations and take that St. Francis of Assisi mentality. And my hands are moving. I feel like I'm preaching, which if Addie were out here, she'd be making fun of her father right now. Because I'm always talking with my hands. Nobody can see me except for the cat. But seek first to understand where people are coming from, and genuinely ask questions and be willing to not even think about that outcome, but we'd be willing to go, huh. And I, you know, one quick story pops into my mind, and I haven't done it yet, but I met a gal a couple months ago when I was in Nashville, Tennessee, who really was gracious as a server at a restaurant. And it's a fast food restaurant, but it's a healthier option. You know the person, because you and Ricky are foodies. Guy Dives and Diners.
Guy Ferrari.
Yeah, Ferrari, yeah. It's one of the restaurants he owns, and it's called The Chicken Guy. And they have several salads that are, they're not organic, they're not 100%, if there is such a thing. But they're just better, and I ate the same salads two of the three times I went, because it was so good. But she, Renee is her name, and she's not a customer yet. Okay, I'm forward thinking. We don't bat 100%. But I told her, I said, man, you're on your feet all the day. Every day you've been so nice to me. When I get back home, I'd like to send you again. Well, it's taken me two and a half months just to get her address. Because I didn't get her phone number. She had mine. Somehow she got mine. I can't remember. But I was waiting on her. And I thought, that's not the best way to do follow-up, but that's what I'm going to have to do. And when she finally did. So now I have her address. And then that video on WhatsApp came out about the insoles. And I watched it. I didn't even watch the whole thing. I started watching it. And I immediately shared it to her, with her. And said, this is what I want to send you. It's just a gift. And I thought, do I do that with every single person? Give them a pair of insoles? No, but she was so nice and gracious. And, you know, single mom. And I thought, why not? It's my business. Mm-hmm. Which, by the way, mm-hmm. as a reminder to everybody, wellness subscription. Again, I'm just going to keep beating this dead horse. When I don't want to stock a huge inventory of Niken products. However, having a few on hand makes it so much easier. When you bump into somebody or you set an appointment, and you, rather than pulling them out of your own shoes, which is a great way to model them, but sometimes I don't feel like untying my shoes, having an extra pair and saying, here, this is what they look like. Giving them with the intention that they are going to pay me for them. It's whatever works best for us, but... Jeannie, there was one other question that popped into my head, and I know you well enough because you and Rick, you segue Niken into your life because it's been so pivotal. And you brought up something when you and I were chatting the other day about when you first met Stacy and I. And I started giggling because I mentioned that to Stacy later, and she's like, oh, I remember that. I remember that because you guys struck us as people that were very proactive, and you were, but you knew nothing, very little about Niken until you met my parents. I'll ask you the same question that I asked Barb. What continues to motivate you? What continues to drive when you experience something like Master Day? What continues to gets you to be one of those active members of the wellness community?
Well, I think remembering, like Ben had said, you know, why, how are we in the marketplace? Why does our community matter to the world? Getting a bigger vision. I think it's the having a vision of that. And I wanted to tell you this too, the directing manager of this networking group, she said, so Jeannie, what's your part of that? 10 million. I said, oh, yeah, good one. So I think realizing the vision of where we're going, of course, I love the products that are just amazing for us. And more people need to have them. And in order to have more people to have them, then I want to have a distribution network of people, because it's more than just me trying to say something. And so that's what our community is about, is sharing with others so that they can catch the vision also, find those who see the vision. And so that could be, you don't know who that is. So, you know, there's the – Barb says she doesn't do the six-foot rule, but she kind of does. She talks to everyone, you know, and that's just, it's not simply talking to people about Niken, just spouting it. It's about the relationships and finding out about people and asking those questions. And it's interesting. And I remember a book I was reading. Can't remember the guy's name, but he said, every phone conversation is a creative adventure. He was talking about, you know, how heavy the phone is sometimes, you know, pick up and call somebody. But that is, every conversation is a creative adventure. And so be about it. Don't decide where it's going to go necessarily, but just be curious and ask people questions. And so anyway, I'm getting off on a different thing here too. But I think that's it for me, is keeping that vision before me and moving into the future and Luis said at the very end of his, he said, so people say in a short synopsis, what is Vision 2025? It's the global wellness community moving forward into the future. So that's, you know, like the 30-second version of it.
And I, you know, when again looking at our culture, Jeannie, we've mm-hmm. adapted now faster. And, you know, just bringing up the simple topic of COVID, that there is a better way, and I'm not making a claim that Nikan's mm-hmm. going to, you know, keep us from it. However, just because we exercise, we get the right amount of sleep, we take good, wholesome nutrients, you know, blah, 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 does not mean we're going to live to be 120 years, which is what our bodies are designed to live. Scientifically, but you look at all the different ramifications, but that doesn't mean anything. However, those people who do that have a much higher percentage to be, but we have to make that decision to be part of that global community. And because the other way, pharmaceuticals, lots of surgeries, you know, drinking nasty water, and again, the things mm-hmm. that we take for granted because we've made that decision. And it doesn't, I think one of the biggest things that I look back on my 30-year stint in Nikan, stint, that's a bad word to use because it's a lifestyle. But looking back, I had to make that decision to start somewhere, even though I didn't think I had enough money and I made these excuses and, I with these young people I was with yesterday, and I said, hey guys, slow down, stop making excuses. And I started quoting from Dr. Wayne Dyer, who wrote his last book before he passed away, Excuses Be Gone. But Henry Ford, I'm gonna finish with this because Jeannie, you brought this flashed in my mind. Henry Ford, his birthday was either yesterday or today, I can't remember. But he's the one that, you know, coined that concept. I mean, he invented the, you know, the wonderful contribution to our world today in regards to the automobile and the Model T, the Model, you know, all these wonderful vehicles that we get to enjoy today, you know, the ones that we own or whatever. But if we continue mm-hmm. to do what we've always done, we're going to continue. And you apply that same concept if we continue to think as we always have thought, if we continue, you know, what are the things that we're willing to do to steward this life that we have? And again, Jeannie, I know you and Barb and so many others that are regular participants of Saturday AM Live and all the other great things we have with Nikan. We understand the concept of stewardship that we get to. Mm-hmm. I get to enjoy this beautiful view that I'm looking at right now on our porch, because I could see through the trees that were blocking the view when we bought this property 25 years ago. But it came out of my first ever humans being more experience in drawing with my non-dominant hand, my left hand, a just kind of what did I want as a single man at the time? What did I want to have for a piece of property? And then how do we get to take care of it? And again, it applies to our body and our, you know, everything. And there's give and take. So, folks, yeah. Go ahead.
It's Barb. I just wanted to add what Jeannie brought up about conversations. That's so cool. But one of the things I remember Sophia and Alana saying about storytelling, it's more about your why versus your what that you do. So I think that's an compelling point, is that, so why am I doing Nikan? What's my benefit? What's your benefit? So I just wanted to add that. That makes the conversation more, I don't want to say exciting, but it makes it more real. It makes it more, maybe perhaps you can touch somebody. So just remember that in your storytelling, make it short, make it brief, but why?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think you mentioned this phrase that they use, but I have right here in my notes, when in doubt, give my heart the microphone. Mm-hmm. And when we do that, again, it's not about the facts, the figure. We can drop little nuggets of, you know, what we, hey, I was just reading this, or I you know, I don't know if this statistic is 100% accurate, but, you know, bottled water consumption are the people that are searching for a better way. Our family discovered this. What is your family doing for clean, healthy water? Short, sweet, you know, lever. And when that's one of those greatest things I've found. And your family can be you and Casper and Wendy. If it's just you, like Barb, it's just you. but what we discovered, it's not about I, but I look back and people are more open. Even a 13-year-old young lady yesterday was like, why do you do that, Vance? Oh. And if I could sum this all up for me, personally, it was when I dropped her off, this young lady, after we went and played down at the river, my daughter, her, and another young man, just to cool off, you know, and enjoy this annual event we call hay bucking. But it was the grandfather when I took her back home, because her mom, single mom, lives with grandma and grandpa. Her grandfather looked at me and he said, Vance, thank you. You gave my two granddaughters something that I never could. And it was literally with a tearful eye. And did it have anything to do with Nikan? Yes, it had everything to do with Nikan. Because that's part of the healthy community, the healthy society. But I had to make the decision, do I really want to take on this challenge of putting up all this hay? Yes, and I'm here to report as an almost 54-year-old body. I got no soreness. I've got no muscle aches. I've got nothing, but I've been sleeping with the Kinko ground at my feet most of the summer. Is it about just the one product? Nope. About the whole wellness home. And I know. We can all be in better physical, mental, family, financial, societal shape when we make that, you know, that concentrated effort to go full circle back to Proverbs 4, guard our heart, guard our future with all diligence, because our life story will flow out of that. And seek things like Master Day and Seiko Kai. Look on the Nikan calendar. Please don't let them fly right on by, because it's just so exciting. Oh, and I do want to remind everybody that there's always going to be, and we don't build what we do in Nikan around a promotion, but man, they sure do make it fun. And as I put a little note out to some of the key people in the Rogers organization, my mom, Shar Rogers, said it to me years ago, and she would constantly put part of her rhetoric was, you know, your commission check, your awards that you win with Nikan, whether it's Club Ki or the Power Start, they're not a perfect, you know, way to measure, but man, they do make a pretty decent scorecard of what we're doing or what we're not doing. And we don't beat ourselves up, but we can look at these achievements as little benchmarks. And Even setting a goal over the next few months. And I've been toying around with the contest. And I'm going to bounce it off of Stacy to see if I'm completely off my rocker. Not only for the Rogers organization, but for people that tune in to Saturday AM Live. Just something fun to really boost the wellness subscription opportunity that we have. Because it's really fun to be able to get people not hooked on it, but to get them to become active participants of this wellness community via that. Because the culture is now retracting. The research and the scientists are saying, well, wait a second, maybe, you know, getting this drug, getting this vaccine, doing this, and I'm not talking just about COVID, but it's so well-rounded. And so.
Dance.
Barb Sato, yes, go ahead, Julie.
So I thought I was talking, but I guess I must have unmuted. I must have been unmuted, and then I was muted, so so I just figured out. Anyway, I don't want to forget about mentioning Dave Balzer, because I always love listening to Dave Balzer's presentation, and with the wellness subscriptions, of course, the air purifier filter goes on that too. But people need to remember that the air in our homes and buildings can be seriously polluted, and breathing clean air is so important for our overall wellness that I just wanted to remind people that that is like a huge part of our wellness homes. And if people are trying to get their wellness subscriptions to earn the 500 or whatever over 150 they can, then the air filter is a good thing to have, because our air purifier will give you the cleanest air that you can ever experience. I loved the whole thing, but I had to pull out my notes to go through to see what wasn't mentioned.
And Julie, I know you and Ron well enough that you're looking over your notes, and I'm laughing because I got this huge smile because being with you guys in person at events, and I've watched how you take notes, but then going back and reviewing those notes from time to time. We don't go back and read them every day. But Dave Balser also is the one that taught us years ago that, especially in the warmer months, not all of us have air conditioners built into our homes. So we may have a window unit or whatever, but that's really not conditioned air. A Nikon air wellness unit, whether it's the first, second, or the third generation, that's actually conditioned air, because that's the air that's getting altered and changed. And it's not just the filtering, but the negative ions. And I know that Nikon years ago asked us to quit using that term, but I don't know what else to call it, because that's what it produces. And I'm just reading, you know, you look at the manual and it says right on it, that's what it produces. And the Nikon air units are the only ones that I've found on the market for the price that actually produce that. So that's another side benefit that, again, if you live in a national scenic area where we do, where there's lots and lots and lots of trees, the air is not perfect. There's no such thing. But especially during the summer months, when you get all the West Coast wildland fires, you know, all this stuff that just, it's just all the stuff, and it's not going to get any better, but we can inside our home. So Julie, thank you for that reminder. Vitally important. Those of us who haven't tapped into that, yes, it is an investment, but in the end, we can go back and leverage to other people and say, hey, what is your family doing for clean air? And when they say, oh, we're not really concerned about it, well, how come?
Price goes up on Monday, too, so you want to order it today or tomorrow if you don't have.
Yeah, and again, it's an investment, but I know for our family, we made that decision years ago. And said, you know, this, and our girls, especially Ken and Emily, they're in their 20s now. Emily will be 21 here in a couple of weeks. But they're doing life on their own, and they're the ones that said, hey, you know, Daddy, we need this. Cause they went it away. They realize how great the Nikon Wellness Home products are. They don't like tap water. They don't like to bathe in it or to drink it. So we got them by default. But anyway, thank you, Julie. Thank you so very, very much. I do want to encourage everybody, go back and review your notes. Look for the recordings from Master Day. They're so valuable. All I wrote down from Dave Balser is simply this: the Wellness Home is the one and only product that we have. And that concept of the Wellness Home, it starts with something as simple as a Magflex, a pair of M strides, a pair of M steps, you know, a bottle of immunity. That start. We're making that impact, you know, one person at a time, one product at a time. But it's way more fun when people jump in and say, you know, we need all this too. So thank you, Barb Satterwhite, Jeannie Zeedon, and Julie Clark. I appreciate you more than you three ladies more than you'll ever know. And looking forward to hearing from Nancy Clyde next Saturday. And do take advantage. We have 2 days left. Finish the month strong. And I do believe that Monday will be, I didn't look at the calendar to confirm. Monday will be the kickoff call, 6 p.m. West Coast time. That's 9 p.m. And Ruben Yeskis always does a fantastic job as our national sales manager, kind of bring us up to speed. And that's when the promotions get announced right out of the gate. So I have no idea what it is, what it'll be, but tune in on Monday. All the information for these events is on the Nikan website. You just look at the calendar and it's all there. So have a great weekend, everybody. Yeah, go ahead.
Thanks for having us recap on Master Day, because it helps to go back through things and remind us of stuff. So appreciate that.
Yeah, I do the same thing, Barb and Jeannie and Julie, because I will sit out here for a few more moments, and then we're off to go help set up for our annual Big Church barbecue tomorrow, and I don't know why we said yes. I'm debating my sanity. Why did I say yes to helping set up? Because they never told us an end time. They just said the start time is 9 a.m. and wear something cool and comfortable. Is this a valid question? You know, I asked in my mind, is a Speedo, is that too risque to wear, you know, for setting up at church? I would never do that, but I wanted to do it just to see. It's Oregon. There's a bunch of weirdos here, right?
there's a guy in the networking group that did a Speedo, and he has this purple shiny jacket that he wears over it, and he's a tax guy. Anyway, so you could do that. Just wear a robe over it.
Even when I take selfies or we're down at the river, I feel like I'm exposing myself when I, you know, I'm modeling my Nikan power band necklace. And all the other kids, they always wear swim shirts. And I'm like, I never wore a swim shirt. I just, you know, that's what swim trunks are for. And we're in the water. I mean, we're in a pool or in a lake or a river. But, you know, so anyways, SaturdayAMLive.com. is where these recordings get posted. And, oh, and I forgot to announce, too, is that I just booked them. I don't have a date set, but they're very excited, is that Ricarda and Alexander, or Alexander and Ricarda from Germany, agreed to share on Saturday AM Live. And English is not their native language. They are German. And this couple, I think they've already earned Japan, like Barb as well. But we've been chatting back and forth, and they said, well, absolutely. What do you want us to talk about? And I had to laugh, because they're so, just such wonderful people and such pillar examples of the five pillars. And so I think they'll be with us in a couple weeks as well to hear and be able to leverage their story as well. So that's it, folks. Thank you so much. Have a great weekend, everybody. Thank you for being on the call. Thank you for those who contributed. And I look forward to hearing from everybody. We'll talk to you real soon. Ciao for now.
To learn more about Nikan, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.